7:26, it is the Hometown Morning Show, and it is Halloween week.
Dang.
I know, isn't it crazy?
How did we get here?
I'm ready to carve some pumpkins. That's one thing I have noted that I miss. So Anna's birthday was always a big pumpkin carving party. Now it's a bunch of giggling. A lot of gigglers.
Yep.
I think they had fun, but the scene has changed. I miss the pumpkin carving. I will say this, though. I did get to witness some fine young Brant County boys breaking sticks off bottle rockets the other night and playing with them, which thrilled me to no end. Hope it's all right with y'all, Mom and Dad. We were safe. You know, what is a party without fireworks? And what good is a bottle rocket if you don't break the stick off of it? I mean, I've shot bottle rockets with the stick on them, and they actually do what they're supposed to do. But, man, they're a lot of fun with no stick on them. They get a little wild.
Oh, goodness.
But it was a good time. But, yeah, I do miss the pumpkin carving. So, I guess that, you know, Angie and I will carve pumpkins.
I haven't carved a pumpkin in years.
Come on in, Miss Patty. We have a friend in the studio this morning that's always up to fun and cool stuff. We're going to have a little chat with her, and then we're going to do Ace's Minute, and then we're going to chat some more, and then we're going to let her go to work. Easy peasy. How are you, ma'am?
It's a Monday.
It is such a Monday.
And there's a lot of traffic out there this morning.
My.
Gosh.
There was no traffic on my way in, fortunately, but there was leaves and branches and water standing everywhere. It was a slow trip in for me this morning.
Yeah.
Y'all got fun stuff coming up at Rough River.
We do.
It's fall. How in the world, how are we here? Summer concert season's over. It seems like it'd still be June.
When I was 17, senior in high school, just starting out, and I can recall my favorite teacher, Carl Weiss, who was the art teacher, coming out there, and he saw a bunch of us girls standing out in the hall and chatting, and he said, "I hope you all take this year to really enjoy, because once you are out of school, the years are going to go by faster than you can blink your eye."
It's crazy.
And we laughed and said, "Was he right?"
Was he right?
Absolutely, he was right.
Was he right? And Here we are, another year is almost come and gone. More fun stuff going on this year than last year. Year before last, I had so much fun at a very special day at Rough River and brought home some really neat stuff. What do we got going on?
Well, we are doing our craft show. Normally, we do like a whole weekend retreat thing. But with COVID, things are changed.
Sure.
Everybody's finding new ways of, you know, being able to hold their events. And so we have decided it's going to be just all day Saturday on November the 6th. So you've got a whole week to anticipate.
There you go.
We have 27 vendors, and we're going to have folks spread out so everybody can socially distance very safely. We all have to wear masks. I know it's inconvenient, but hey. It's not like we're going to smother, and, you know, it's trying to keep those who are not able to be vaccinated or who just don't want to be vaccinated safe. And
it lets you all get to do stuff.
It does.
We all want to do stuff.
It does. So we have a lot of really great artisans coming in. I would say 95% of everything's going to be handcrafted. We've got some handcrafters that bring in some other things that they also sell, but we have a lot of local folks. We have a few other people from other areas. I even have one gentleman driving in from Frankfurt.
Fantastic.
So we'll have some really great things and a lot of different items.
Well, I've got to brag, Patty, on you all, because year before last, you know, Angie and I went down and spent the day. I did some Christmas shopping. It was really good.
Yeah.
It was a very well curated event. Like, the people that were there, it was just good. It was real. It was quality stuff. It was just things you want to see, friends. It's good stuff.
So, if you've been listening to the news reports, and they've been telling you that there's not going to be enough things out there for Christmas, get your order in early.
Buy local.
You know, go. Yeah, but they're saying, go online and buy. Don't go online and buy.
Go get something cool.
From
an artist, yeah.
We have local businesses, not just the state park, but think of the state park, too. I've got a gift shop with lots of good stuff. But think of your local businesses, whether it's Breckenridge County or Grayson County or Hancock County.
Sure.
Wherever. Think of your local businesses first.
They would love to see you.
Oh, absolutely. And I guarantee that you're going to find something that is extraordinary, that is just special, that somebody would love to have. And
it's upon us. I mean, here it is. It's amazing. We were talking about it being Halloween week. So what's your all-time favorite Halloween candy, Patty?
Oh, probably Hershey's chocolate bars.
Those are pretty hard to beat. That's a
Where
classic.
Where I grew up, we had an awesome Halloween. I grew up in Glasgow, and I was right in town, and Dr. John Dickinson was notorious for his spooktastic things. He lived in a house in a subdivision within walking distance, and he loved to dress up. Now, you gotta remember, this is in the 60s, when people weren't just doing a lot of this kind of stuff. He always had his house
decorated. He was a Halloween guy.
He was a Halloween guy, and he loved to scare the kids as they would come up. As you got older, you knew to watch out for him. But after he scared you, he'd give you a great bit, not one of the little bitty Hershey chocolate bars, one of those great big Hershey chocolate bars. So it was worth getting scared to go up to Dr. John's house.
I love it.
He was awesome. He was awesome. Got two more things we need to mention.
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a little break.
Sure.
We're going to be right back with Patty because we're talking Rough River. We got fun stuff. Shop local. Hang tight. And Patty Owen is in the studio with us talking fun things at Rough River. Support our state parks. It is no mystery how I feel about Kentucky state parks. And I have not seen you, Patty, since Angie and I went and stayed at Pine Mountain.
Well, you know, it's a lot of folks are just out visiting other places. And that's good. We want to encourage folks to utilize our state parks.
Absolutely.
Because they are a gem. And people come from all over the United States and the world.
That's right.
We see people over at Rough River.
Oh, it's amazing,
from Europe.
Isn't it? It's amazing. And we've got one of the finest examples of a Kentucky state park right here on the Breckenridge and Grayson County line.
Yep.
If you have not seen the view from the back patio there, you are missing out because it's when they were really hitting on all eight cylinders when they built the thing, because whoever figured out to put it there, the way it lays, it's stunning.
Yeah.
All seasons, it's pretty every season. So go eat something good.
Yes.
Because you can eat there. Let's talk about that for a second.
Dining room is open.
Okay.
We are doing indoor dining. Of course, you have to wear a face mask. You know, it's not a personal thing. Nobody there decided, hey, we got to wear a face mask. This is guidelines that we have to follow because we're state. But it's not going to hurt you to walk in, wear a face mask, go to the dining room, and be seated. Once you are seated, you can take your face mask off and enjoy your meal. We are open limited hours. It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm-hmm. Sunday, it is breakfast and lunch. Just staff is part of it. Also, there's just not as many people out during the early part of the week doing things right now. We do have another event coming up the first Saturday in December, and I'm trying to look at it upside down. December the 4th, I wanted to be sure, we are doing a breakfast with Santa.
Now, that's going to be fun.
I think so, too. So kiddos can come in their pajamas or Christmas pajamas if you have. Bring your cameras. Use the camera on your phone. Children can come in. They've got a really good menu fixed up, something that
I see two of my favorite words on there, biscuits and gravy.
Yeah. Can't
Fun.
Beat that.
No, you can't beat that.
You know, what about waffles or French toast sticks
Sounds
with
fantastic.
Bacon? Hey, can't beat that either. But you need to call and make a reservation.
Okay.
Since we cannot overcrowd and to ensure that kiddos can have time to eat their breakfast and then visit with Santa for a few moments.
And y'all have the easiest number ever to remember because it rhymes.
Mm-hmm. 270-257-2311.
There you go.
Can't beat that.
I mean, that'd make a perfect commercial, wouldn't it?
And then hit option 3 for the dining room. You can start making reservations November the 5th. And just call the dining room and they'll take care of reservations for you. Check our Facebook page. They'll give you more details. The parks website, which is parks.ky.gov, you can look us up on that. So there's a lot of places to get more details for all the events that are coming up. Of course, don't forget, November the 6th, we've got our All Wrapped Up Gift and Craft Show.
Don't miss that, folks. Oh, it's great. It's a wonderful time.
Yeah. There'll be fine art. There'll be crafty art. There's going to be some beautiful hand-knit things. Lady coming that embroiders. You know, you can find wooden things. There's a guy bringing some sleighs that he's making.
Oh, cool.
And so there's just ceramic, you know, just lots of
things. There's always
things
that smell good there.
That's right.
Always.
Soaps and candles and all kinds of really good things that make you smell good and feel good.
We had a blast. And it doesn't seem like it's been almost 2 years. But, you know, time just, like we talked about what your teacher said, time just flies on by. We had so much fun at that. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Friends, I encourage you. That's a good leave your kids at home date.
Yeah.
There you go. Y'all go ahead and do a little shopping. Have some lunch.
Spend the day. That's right. And if the weather's beautiful, you can dine out on the patio. I mean, that's beautiful out, you know, on the patio and just take in the view, and it's peaceful. And, you know, I tell you, your blood pressure will drop several points.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
One thing, too, while I've got you, because I don't know when I'm going to get to see you again. Folks, as you're thinking about Christmas shopping, anytime, go into that gift shop. You've done an outstanding job. There are so many Kentucky Proud stickers in there. It makes me so happy.
Yes.
It's cool. And I will say, you got Natural Bridge and Pine Mountain just beat all to heck with your gift shop. You just have.
Yeah.
Yours is just better than theirs.
Thanks.
God love them. I do, but yours is best. It's the best one.
For the hard to buy person, think a goodie bag or a goodie basket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've got a basket and you want to fill it up, come in there. I'll help you fill that up with Kentucky Proud. I've got all kinds of barbecue sauces, different kinds.
They're all good.
And different levels of heat. I've got some salsas. I've got three or four different brands of salsa. Jams and jellies. I've got sorghum. I've got honey. Then there's, don't think this is silly, but vegan jerky.
From Louisville.
Louisville vegan jerky.
I tried it. It's good.
It's surprisingly good. I have chocolate bars that, hey, folks, if you're dealing with Alpha Gal, if you're vegan or whatever and you don't want any kind of dairy, I've got chocolate bars that are made in Louisville that are divine. Candies from Ruth Hunt.
Classic. The best.
You know? So I can really fill up and make a fabulous goodie basket.
That is a special shop, and that's one thing that Angie and I do, because we love our state parks. I always have to go check it out and see how it compares. And your first place, check it out, folks. If you've not been, go spend some money,
and then remember, come out and visit with us on our 11th annual All Wrapped Up Gift and Craft Show. And don't forget Breakfast with Santa, December the 4th.
Fantastic. Support Kentucky State Parks. Patty, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, we appreciate WXBC.
We love our state parks, and we will be back. Stay tuned.